The government is committed to the goal of having 30% of the island's electricity coming from renewable sources by 2030. This is also a part of the government's strategic priority of inclusive, sustainable economic growth. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says in recent time, the government has embarked on a number of initiatives geared at boosting electricity from renewable sources.
We recently commissioned Wigton Wind Farm and the BMR Wind Farm facility in St. Elizabeth and are in the process of commissioning a solar facility in Content, Clarendon.
With Jamaica aiming to become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business, citizens are afforded the opportunity to generate their own electricity for residential and, in some cases, commercial use. Dr. Wheatley says such an opportunity is provided through the Net Billing Initiative. The concept of net billing is to allow for Jamaica Public Service, JPS customers, to generate their own electricity from renewable sources, such as small wind turbines and solar electric systems.
The excess electricity is sold to JPS for JPS use, and they can, of course, to repurchase that from JPS. So, in essence, they are positioning themselves to not only supply their own electricity, but also to supply to the grid excess electricity that is generated from their system.
Under the net billing system, the energy generated by the customer is measured using an additional meter and fed into the national grid. The customer is charged for consumption at prevailing retail rates and is credited for the amount that has been supplied to the grid. Minister Wheatley says there has been great interest in net billing, with an average of 30 licenses granted per month. Electricity power wheeling is another initiative of the administration to make the energy sector more robust and realize efficiencies. Wheeling will allow Jamaicans who generate excess electricity in one location to be able to use the credit obtained from JPS at another site. Dr. Wheatley says it will be useful to persons with more than one property, as they will be able to use the credit from excess electricity generated at one area to offset the bill for the other location. He points out that the ministry will be introducing licenses for electricity power wheeling in short order.
You can just come into the ministry and speak to the officer who will guide you through the process of application. You fill the form, there are certain requirements that you must satisfy. There's an inspection process where your facility is inspected to ensure that it is compliant with the regulations that are set out by the Electricity Act and so forth, and that it is of a certain standard.
In order to obtain a license for electricity power wheeling, a person must be a registered customer at the JPS, a registered owner of the property, or have written permission from the owner where the electricity generation plant will be constructed. They must also provide a certified line diagram of the proposed renewable energy system or non-renewable system, among other things. Dr. Wheatley says JPS would also need to carry out its own inspections, as well as install a different type of meter. Since the start of this year, the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology has assumed responsibility for the granting of licenses for net billing, electricity power wheeling, as well as any auxiliary system that seeks to generate electricity that can be supplied to the national grid. This process was previously undertaken by the Office of Utilities Regulation, the OUR. Minister Wheatley is urging persons to take advantage of the arrangements, noting that part of the thrust of the government is to ensure the country's energy security.
We are committed to environmentally friendly habits as relates to generating energy for the productive sector and also for residential use.
He is advising interested persons to approach the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology for further information and guidance.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
If you feel extremely tired or as if you're about to doze off, don't drive. For long trips, have a relief driver who can take over if you become tired or sleepy. If there's no relief driver, pull over in a well-lit and safe area, take a power nap, and restart your journey. A road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.